Guaymas is surrounded by lush green hills, where the last of the Taino Indians lived before they were wiped out by the Spaniards in the 16th century. Its houses spill into one another without order or logic, as if huddled together for protection. The streets are narrow and cleave to the uneven terrain like ribbons of red mud. Many are named for the Taino Indians: Calle Guajira, Calle Urayoan, Calle Guakimini. On top of a nearby hill overlooking the town, like a huge white fowl spreading its wings, sits the cathedral, one of the oldest buildings in Guaymas. The climate is unusually humid and falls in pellets that melt before they reach the ground. The frequent rains, as well as the tranquil atmosphere, bring out the vivid colors of the landscape, the limpid blue of the sky, the soft moss green of the hills, the hard beveled green of the sugarcane fields. Perhaps for this reason, a romantic imagination, an acute aesthetic sensibility, and a deep love of nature are common among the inhabitants of Guaymas. Almost every room at Emahaguas had its own skylight. Skylights were a way of saving money. One didn't have to turn on a light except when it began to get dark. But they also gave the rooms a special atmosphere. There is a dreamlike quality to a room with a skylight. It eliminates the passing shadows of the world outside, the swish of headlights on the road, the streetlights coming on at dusk. A room with a skylight gives one a sense of security. Nothing bad can happen there. There's no reason to be afraid of what the future may bring. The skylights of Emahaguas were always located in strategic places, over the dining room table, for example, or above the bathtub, where sunlight fell directly on the naked body. At the Sacred Heart in La Concordia, the nuns taught us that looking at yourself in the mirror without clothes on was a cardinal sin. Girls were supposed to be ignorant of their bodies, the little bushes of hair beginning to sprout in unexpected nooks, the bulbs pushing out in flat places, and all kinds of fluids beginning to run. Modesty was an important part of being a decent person. Thanks to Emahaguas, I always laughed at all that. I loved to stand in the bathtub under the skylight without a stitch on. By the time I turned 12, I knew my body's secret places by heart, a nest of downy fleas growing there, a delicate pink halo appearing there. I grew up liking the way the creamy curve of my breast melted into my belly and, when I bent my elbow, how the hidden part of my underarm resembled a freshly baked loaf of bread. At the Emahaguas, I could caress and touch myself at will. Exposed to the light of day, my body was innocent and had a life of its own. Shame and sin meant nothing to me. I was 13 when I discovered the answer to the age-old enigma of how we arrived in this world. One morning at recess, one of my girlfriends came over excitedly to where I was sitting with a group of other students. She said she wanted to tell us a secret, so we rallied around her in the school yard. "I found out where babies really come from," Maria Concepcion said. "They don't come from Paris on the wings of Jesucito at all, like the nuns say." And then she proceeded to describe the biological process of copulation and birth, leaving out none of the details. A naked man and a woman in bed kissing and caressing, the man putting his pee-pee in the woman's third hole. Was there a third hole? I wasn't aware there was one until then. "It's between the asshole and the piss hole, you nitwit," Maria Concepcion whispered, pinching my arm. And that was the hole the baby came out of 9 months later. I was shocked. It was Friday, and that afternoon we left for Emahaguas, where we would spend the weekend. As soon as we arrived, I went to Mother's room to ask if what Maria Concepcion had said was true. Mother was taking a shower, and as I knocked on the bathroom door, she didn't turn off the water, but over the shower stain asked me what I wanted. I opened the door a crack and poked my head in. I could see Mother's shadow. She was standing naked behind the shower curtain, the skylight, a rectangle of light above her head, and steam was coming out from the top. Mother, is it true that babies are born only after a man puts his pee-pee inside a woman and pisses on her, and 9 months later the baby comes out a third hole that only women have? I shouted. A silence followed, during which the shower then became a roar. Yes, dear, it's true, Mother answered, and please close the bathroom door because I'm getting a draft. There was not much communication between mothers and daughters at that time. Fortunately, the world has changed.